tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, you might remember Gillian and Darren Milne. They are the parents of twin boys, Ryan and Kyle, who have autism. They appeared on Primetime in 2019, pleading for a school place for the boys. No school places were provided. Last May, the family appeared on Primetime again. This time, there was an immediate response from government. Gillian, the twins' mother, updated me on where things stand now, just before we came on air.
The next day, the minister, Joseph Madigan, asked to see us personally in the Dáil, said she wanted to help us with a school place for the boys. So we were absolutely delighted about that. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, gave us a state apology. It was nice, if I'm honest, but a bit too late as well. I mean, the boys are going to be 12 in March next year. You know, so they're reaching secondary school age when they haven't even started primary school.
You had the promise that a place would be found for the boys. Are Kyle and Ryan in school right now?
No, they're not.
Why not?
So the promise was from Minister Madigan that she would have a place for the boys in their area for the 1st of September in a special school. And she gave us her word on that. And not only that, she said to me that day, I'm speaking to you as a mother, Gillian. I understand. I've got friends with children with autism. I promise you. And I really believed her coming out of the Dáil. So we do have on paper a school place for Ryan and Kyle. Unfortunately, it's not ready yet.
In what way is it not ready? Is it a staffing issue, a building issue?
Both, as far as I know. So we were told that the building works will be finished for the end of October. It's now November. We still haven't been told whether the building works are finished. Also, we were told that they were staffing. As far as I'm aware, they haven't recruited the sufficient staff yet. I mean, the boys are at home now. You know, it's coming up to Christmas. I don't know if the school will be ready this side of Christmas, but even if it is, like, what would be the point of me putting Ryan and Kyle into, try and settle them into school in, you know, end of November when they come out on Christmas holidays in December? I mean, you're talking to kids that have spent 11 years at home. Like, their separation anxiety, their OCD. Kyle has chronic OCD. So, like, he developed all this through COVID. So you're talking baby steps for these kids, maybe going into school for 10 minutes and coming back home. They are hysterical if myself and Darren even leave.
I'm thinking over the summer, thinking you had this promise in the bag that the place would be found.
You know something? I literally cried with happiness over the summer. I said to my husband, Darren, I was like, you know what? It's going to be our first year. We're going to be able to go out and buy a school bag, a lunchbox. You know, and I know that probably sounds silly comparison, but it's just, we were going to do what every other parent gets to do. I was gutted. You know, I mean, the minister herself hasn't spoken to us since May, but her advisor contacted us all through the summer. And, like, he was adamant this building works would be finished for the end of August. And, I mean, I've driven out there. By the way, it's nowhere in our catchment area. But, you know, I knew myself by driving there was no building works going on at that time. I don't understand it. Why are they being punished for having additional needs? It's just not fair. You know, I mean, we'll never get this time back. Any kind of therapies that they could have gotten in school, you know, have been just left behind for so many years now.
The minister might reasonably say that she can't control the speed at which a building is built or indeed a recruitment process can be managed.
Well, you know, what the minister actually said to me and when I questioned her on this in the Dáil, she said to me, at the end of the day, Gillian, these people are answerable to me. So when I tell you this school will be ready, it will be ready. At this stage, we were convinced that it was a school already in our area, not that she was actually building one.
How do you feel now, Gillian?
Sad. I'm not even angry. I'm sad. Why did the minister get involved in the first place? I mean, I've actually personally written to her and she wouldn't even acknowledge me with a reply. I get a reply from the department and the NCSC saying, you know, the minister has asked us to respond to your letter. But why did she get herself involved in the first place? Why didn't she just contact the relevant agencies and get them to deal with us if she didn't want to personally be involved? Like, I'm gutted for Ryan and Kyle. Like, they're still my babies.
And that was Gillian Milne there. Minister, what do you have to say to Gillian and Darren today?
Well, I met Gillian and Darren back on May the 20th and we had a lengthy meeting at that time. And I said to them that I would do my best, obviously, to get appropriate school placements for them, for both their children, Kyle and Ryan, in September of this year. And I instructed my department and indeed the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education, to make sure that that happened. Unfortunately, that went past September, the school wasn't ready. There was a lot of reconfiguration works that had to be done. There was physical infrastructure that had to be put in. And not alone that, we also had to recruit a teacher, a deputy administrative principal and two SNAs. Now, what I can say to Gillian today, and I acknowledge her frustration,
You didn't say you'd do your best, though, when you met her. Do you accept that you promised her a place?
We absolutely gave them hope that they were going to get school place in September. I absolutely would say that. And I can understand why she's feeling frustrated. Unfortunately, I wasn't physically building the school myself. We thought that there might have been capacity in a school, an existing school already. There wasn't, so we've had to add on the infrastructure to that school. And that unfortunately took time, a lot longer than we anticipated. But what I do want to say to Gillian, to give her some good news, is that the school are going to reach out to her early next week in terms of the transition planning. And she's acknowledged herself there that Ryan and Kyle, because they've been out of school so long, will need to take baby steps in terms of transitioning into the school. We have full nursing supports and behaviour practitioner supports if it's required or if they're needed by the children. We have 24 children in total, and there are four classes in total going into this school as an extra capacity.
So when is it opening?
So the school is, they can actually go next week to the school. So that's what I'm saying. The school can reach out to them early next week.
So why are we only hearing this now? Why are the family not told this?
To be fair, we've been dealing with her advocate over the last number of weeks. Since the 30th of May, we've had intensive ongoing discussions with him almost on a weekly basis. My advisor and the department who deal with the operational issues and indeed the NCSE. So the timescale was always known, but unfortunately it went past. We had the midterm last week. We thought we'd make the end of October, but what you're saying now is news
to this family now.
Well, I think the advocate does know the fact that there was this timescale that was in place. The department, I was speaking with them yesterday, and they were only talking to the advocate the week before last, so they would know the situation. And if you accept that
the timeline slipped so many times.
Oh, it absolutely did, and I acknowledge that, and I can understand from her perspective how difficult it is for them. You know, the children were out of school for many, many years. I am glad that I met Darren and Gillian Milne, because you know, we have managed to get school places for them,
but they
can be from next week. They can make that transition, and it's really important that they reach out to the school and do that. And the school will contact them themselves early next week.
Alice, Mary.
Well, I think the key here as well is that these are two children, and there are so many other children who are being disappointed currently. I think we have places for all children this year.
Yeah.
But what we have is, we've two issues here. One is around the places.
Sorry, I'll let you back in, but just on that point, because we spoke before about this, and at that point there was 130 children, special needs children.
And we have all those
every
children.
Single one every of those single child one. Today has yes. a school place.
Yes.
So were these two the last two on the list?
No, they're not. They weren't the last two on the list, but they weren't even part of that cohort, because they had been out of school for a number of different years. And I just want to say as well that there is a home tutor who will help the children in terms of transitioning into the school, in terms of continuity and in terms of stability.
But there also are, when we talk about it, the 4,000 children that are still waiting to even get the diagnostic assessment. And I think the figure is that it's 19-month wait at the moment to get a diagnostic assessment. So there's one in terms of the delivery of supports for those who are on that
and
list.
I'm working with Minister Rabbit on that.
I mean, that fact of a diagnostic assessment of 19 months, a year and a half or 2 years in a child's developmental life is a huge loss. If people are waiting that 2 years, it makes that difference. And so there's a lot that needs to be done on that. I want to acknowledge now that there is more accreditation around SNAs coming through, but there's still huge issues on the pay and conditions for SNAs, ensuring that we do have a pipeline coming through.
We just have a minute left, so I want to let Dennis
Nocton. And it is a right under UNACRPD Article 24.
Yeah, Dennis Nocton.
Yeah, just can I say that, look, I'm dealing with this no more than every other TD around the country on a regular basis. And the minister is right in terms of the cases we were talking about in Athlone. the 15 to 18 students have now got a school place, but they're not in an appropriate setting. We have children on the autism spectrum who should be in autism specific classes, who are in mainstream classes today. And the difficulty is, and the minister, in fairness to her, is firefighting in relation to this. The department is not planning properly for this, is not resourcing it properly. And in fact, now we're being told that the department is actually pulling back on supports. In fact, the assistive technology supports that are available to children like those with dyslexia, we're being told now that the department is actually reviewing the policy there and is going to actually reduce those supports to families around the country. So the minister has a very difficult challenge in actually bringing about a modern approach within the department that can strategically plan and ensure that the places are there in advance of children starting primary school or starting secondary school, the cases that we've been dealing with,
in 30 seconds, we're over time. Just briefly.
Just to say that the forward planning obviously now is being dealt with. We have put in very strategic measures in order to achieve that. So we want to make sure every single child that has an additional need has an appropriate placement.
And you're saying they're not reviewing these supports?
No, there's actually, in fact, an extra 3 million going into the assistive technology scheme. I can talk to Dennis again about this. And we have a new CEO, John Carney, of the NCSE, who's really concentrating on operational matters. We've managed to get an extra 13 million euro in the budget, which means the NCSE can hire 160 staff to assist with this.
I'm sorry to go, but we are totally over time. And I suppose the important word for Gillian and Darren there is that their twins now do absolutely have a school place, and we'll be checking in with them on that. That's all for today. The show was produced by Regina Henley. The broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins, and Sheila Neweil was on sound. Stay tuned now for Saturday Sport with Marie Crowe and John Murray.
Saturday with Katie Hannan. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.